Mana 3 Media.
Welcome to Monday Matters, a brief or thereabouts, weekly or thereabouts, a conversation that helps you to find happiness and hope in sometimes very difficult and messed up world. And if that introduction sounds vaguely familiar, perhaps you have tuned in from time to time to the wildly popular or thereabouts podcast, What Difference Does That Make, with Dr. Mike Courtney. I am Mike Courtney, and this is not that podcast, but this is hopefully a brief conversation that each week will help you to find ways to grow deeper in your faith. Good Monday morning. Yes, I know it's Tuesday. I'm just going to have to change the name of this Monday Matters thing to sometime early in the week, perhaps it matters, something like that. But this weekend, we did our annual David Pierce men's retreat out at my sister's farm, the Funny Farm. And it was absolutely fabulous. I think it's the best one we've ever had. Of course, I say that every year, but group of men gather together out there. It's very informal, but we do about five sessions, and each session is what I call a testimony and a teaching. One of the guys shares their testimony of where they are in their walk with God, and then somebody else does a little teaching. And every once in a while, we brought in a special speaker, but usually it's just the guys sharing among themselves. And I will say this weekend was as spiritually moving as any of those we've been through. Some great things happened. Some men made choices and decisions, and the devil was defeated, and God was lifted up, and hearts were changed, and it was a great, great time. That's the good news. The bad news is, I come away from that just absolutely exhausted. So I've been dragging, didn't get my stuff to you on Friday that I hoped I would, and now here I am doing the Monday Matters on Tuesday, but that's just the way it is. We are in beginning week three of 40 days of going deep. That's just amazing that we're moving that fast. The first week we talked about letting go. The second week we talked about holding on. And today I want to talk to you, this week I want to talk to you about speaking up. That one of the things that is important in our determination to go deep is our willingness to speak up, to be vocal, to say, this is what God is doing in my life, to speak up. The scripture reading for today is in Joshua 24, and in Joshua 24 is that classic passage of scripture where Joshua confronts the children of Israel, and he says, now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness, in verse 15. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose yourselves this day whom you will serve. And then he gives them that great personal commitment at the last part of verse 15. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He is squaring his shoulders, gritting his teeth, looking them in the eye, and testifying. And if we are going to go deep, it's going to require that kind of testimony of saying, this is what, I don't have all this figured out. I don't know all the answers, but this is what God is doing in my life. And I'm willing to say that. I'm willing to speak up and be heard about that. One of the men this week in their teaching used the acronym for the word text. You know, we're all texting now. If you're under 25, you can type faster with two thumbs than most people. Than we older people could type with 10 fingers, but we're all texting, and texting is a great place on a regular basis. This guy happens to be one who every day sends me a text, just saying I'm praying for you, and that means the world to me to get that every day. But he used the acronym of text, and I wanted to take that, maybe rearrange it just a little bit, and talk to you about how to give a good testimony. It's one thing to be willing to testify. It's something else to be able to give a good testimony. A testimony is not a TED talk. It's not a theological discussion. It's not a political statement. A testimony is someone saying, all I know is once I was blind and now I can see. Here's what God is doing in my life. And so my friend Tim used this acronym. I want to share it with you as you prepare your testimony for this week. TEXT, T-E-X-T. The T stands for talk to God. If you don't talk to God, you don't have a testimony. So you start out with a conversation with God. God, give me a word. Help me to know. Help me to be close to you today, to know that I am speaking for you. Talk to God. Start out always by talking to God. The E stands for encounter God in His Word in particular. While a testimony is not just simply reciting the Word, it's very difficult to testify if I don't have a good solid basis in the Word. Encounter God in the Word of God. Stay in the Word and be a student of the Word and encounter God there. The X stands for examine. It's hard to find a word that actually starts with X. So examine. Examine what God is doing in your life. Step back and look. I've told this story so many times, but Doris, as we were going through our healing, Doris would pray, God, show me one thing today to let me know that you love me and that you're working in my life. Look for those things. Just keep a running tally of all the places where God is answering prayer and meeting a need in your life. Talk to God, encounter Him in your Word, examine what He's doing in your life, and then the last is talk to other people about that. Don't talk to other people about the plight of the world, about what's going on in the Ukraine, about, obviously you can have those conversations, but that's not necessarily testimony. Don't talk to God about the political system, about what church is good and what church is not good. Talk to people about what God is doing in your life. Testify about that, and testify about that often. And we should always be ready to do that. The New Testament says, always be prepared to give an answer for the hope that lies within you. Henry Nouwen, that great spiritualist, Catholic priest, I think he died a few years ago. Henry Nouwen wrote this in a little book called Time Enough to Minister. The question, you see, is not to prepare to testify, but to live in a state of ongoing preparedness so that when someone who is drowning in the world comes into your world, you are ready to reach out and help. Speak up. I encourage you this week to look for places and for ways to share a testimony, to simply say, hey, do whatever you want to do. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. God bless you. Thanks for listening today. Have a great Monday. Yes, I know it's Tuesday. Have a great Tuesday. I'll see you. Well, thanks for stopping by for a minute on Monday Matters. If you'd like more information about content from yours truly, Mike Courtney, or from any of the Branches staff, go to www.branchesblog.com. There you'll find information about our biweekly podcast, our weekly blogs, our contribution from time to time to try to make the world a healthier, happier, and perhaps holier place. We'd love to see you there, and we'd love to see you here next Monday on Monday Matters.